My name is Tom Birdsall. I'm co-owner with my wife of Black Kite Cellars, a specialist in Pinot Noir and Chardonnay here in Sonoma County. And the term I'd like to talk a little bit about is the clone, the term for the type of Pinot Noir grape or Chardonnay grape. It's a little bit akin to roses. You have different types of roses that have been developed over the years. And I think as we've learned more about wine and winemaking, we've learned a lot about clones, and it's sort of a funny term. You wouldn't talk about clones, and except in the old days about cloning sheep or cloning humans, but I think it's a term that you get to know and love a little bit in the winemaking business. But what's fun in some ways is how these clones get their names. Some of them have pretty boring names. Dijon 114, Pommard. I mean, I love the Pommard clone, from named after Pommard in the Burgundy, a small village in Burgundy, France. But probably the favorite story you may have heard of is there's a clone that we buy fruit from down in the San Lucia Highlands. And one of the growers down there is Gary Pizzoni. And Gary is a great guy, a big heart, and a bit of a character. And there's a clone named after him. It's called the Pizzoni clone. In fact, we make some tremendous, what we think is tremendous quality Pinot Noir from that clone. But that was not the first name for the clone. Gary went over to Burgundy, and he borrowed some clippings from a famous vineyard. And I won't name the vineyard, but it's considered the most famous Burgundian vineyard in the world. And he brought it back, and he started calling the clone by the initials DRC, if you know Burgundy. And it started calling it the DRC clone. And they weren't happy about that. To stop calling it the DRC clone, then it became the Pizzoni clone. So now I think that story is true. I've probably been, I've heard it by word of mouth. But that's my story about how that particular clone got its name.